2 years ago, almost 2,400 cases of sexual assault were reported in the armed forces. Last year, the number grew to nearly 3,000 cases. That's out of 1.5 million members of the armed forces. Cynthia Rasmussen is a sexual assault response coordinator for the Army Reserve in 6 states across the Midwest, including Wisconsin. She says the increase comes from the Department of Defense's sexual assault program, which was created in 2005. Rasmussen says although more are reporting, the problem of sexual assault in the military reflects society.
In the military, we have to trust each other to take care of each other. So when you're traumatized by someone that you trust so closely, it creates another level of trauma because it affects your trust, not just in society, but trust in other soldiers, trust in the military.
But that leaves some people constantly looking over their shoulder. Jeff Hall is a social worker with the Twin Ports Veterans Outpatient Clinic in Superior. He says more women are coming to him for help than in the past, more than a dozen already this year.
In the combat zone, you hear about gals who don't drink all day long because they're afraid to have to go to the bathroom at night, because if they get up to go to the bathroom, they might get assaulted, or some of them do, and unfortunately it occurs way too often. I've seen a number of women who are sexually assaulted, and I've always tried to get them to report, and getting them services through the VA and getting them service connected, we can do that.
Rasmussen says many victims are still not reporting cases of sexual assault. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.